reading from John, the 3rd chapter. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. If I have told you of earthly things and you do not understand, how will you understand if I tell you of heavenly things? The Holy Trinity is a great mystery that baffles many people when they stop to think about it or to try to understand it and wrap their mind around it fully. But the truth is that the difference between God and man, between his holy goodness and the depths of our corrupted nature, is tremendous. And when we contemplate that mystery, we fall into an even greater despair and unbelief than trying to comprehend the incomprehensible. The paradox of a sinful man and a good and perfect God is nothing short of unbelievable. These truths will flabbergast your mind, just like the mystery we confess that our God is Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity. But dear Christians, our Lord doesn't ask you to comprehend these heavenly things, to cut to the chase and to know the how of God's inner merciful motives. That's trying to peek into the inner workings of the Holy Trinity and the very Godhead. No mystical experience could bring us so close to God that we could comprehend him in his heavenly majesty. And if it did, how could we stand in his presence as sinners of our magnitude? Listen to what Jesus says in today's gospel. He teaches Nicodemus and you that it is by water and the Spirit that we enter the kingdom of God. At holy baptism, Christ came to you, not in his uncovered glory, but in the water sanctified through his own baptism. Christ doesn't deal with us in heavenly ways, but he imparts his heavenly gifts in comprehensible and earthly things. Be certain that it is not just plain water, but the Word of God in and with the water that imparts these gifts in holy baptism. For Christ is that Word incarnate, and whenever the Holy Spirit works, he always works to glorify Christ and to declare to you what is his. Through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, Christ has saved and continues to save you. Behold, the Lord's water, word, and spirit have touched you. His triune name has been put upon you in baptism. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for, and richly and daily by the command of Jesus. Your sins are forgiven you. You've received the whole person and work of Christ. And you've, in fact, received the whole Holy Trinity in your baptism. Jesus teaches that he descended from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. He came to this earth not as God, to be comprehended in the impossible immensity of his glory, but as God in the flesh, God as man, whom you can see, touch, and hear. He came as the least of sinners, entirely without sin, but rather than compare the immensity of your sin to his perfection, he took your sin on himself and became the chief sinner, lifted high on his cross for all to see. How do we see him? Well, when he comes to us in his word and in his gifts. The inscrutable Trinity is pleased to reveal himself in earthly, comprehensible ways. As baptized Christians, you do not need to trouble your consciences by questioning, how is it that God is able to save me, love me, and be at peace with me? But rather, comfort yourself by clinging to the ways that God does save you and show you into his kingdom. The Holy Trinity comes to you in visible, tangible, sacramental ways. The three in one is revealed to you in his name, sealed to you with water. The incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he is true God and true man, cannot be more tangible than when his divine body and blood are placed on your lips. For God loved the world in this way, that he gave his only Son, lifted up on the altar of the cross as the only hope for all the world, so that all who believe in him have eternal life. Everyone who receives the things that he gives here on earth will have the heavenly things, even though we can hardly comprehend their wonder now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.